When fresh produce arrives in rural Alaska, it's an event. People know how tough it is to get greens or berries across the tundra from the farms down south. Casual shoppers elsewhere may not be so appreciative.
As a chef, when you see how something's caught or how it's killed even, there's a real value to what it is as a resource. It's a little bit different than just going to the store and buying something off a shelf and being like, vegetables grow on the shelves in grocery stores.
That's Chef Christopher Wong. He knows better than most people just how much work it takes to carry Bristol Bay salmon from the ocean to the table.
I learned how to cook from my mom, and then, like a lot of people do. And then I had sort of a knack for it, so that then when I was in between off seasons while I was working on sailboats, I took different jobs as a cook, and then was given more and more responsibility, became a chef.
After first fishing Alaskan waters in the early 90s, Wong eventually became a private chef on tall ships. He single-handedly completes the ocean-to-table chain because he also runs a direct-to-market salmon company in San Francisco. That's when he's not here fishing Nooshkak Bay.
That's really where I'm interested in, is making that connection of taking people and putting them in a place as well, so that they actually can really taste like this and understand like the story of salmon and the magic and of what it is. We always talk about it kind of like as a communion, like you're eating something that's given its life. And, even though they live in a building in California, they can feel like, oh yeah, these regions that are supporting such a wild thing and need to be protected.
Pebble Mine is the primary thing Wong names as endangering Bristol Bay salmon. He now uses his Gypsy Fish Company to advocate sustainability and conservation, but it started out much simpler.
So when you're on the back of a fishing boat, you're always just talking with your buddy about blah, 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 whatever. And we were just talking about how awesome it'd be to have a freezer full of salmon for myself. So I started bringing salmon back, and then a lot of my friends wanted it. And also I saw there was an opportunity to sell it to my cooking clients as well. So that business was sort of born out of that, really.
Suffice it to say, the crew on the fishing vessel Marion Ruth is eating pretty well this season with Wong at the cabin stove. Instead of a month of ramen noodles like some other boats might have, he marinated and froze larger cuts of meat. He's aiming for homemade bagels, pizza, and bread, but definitely will cook salmon, cabbage, rice, and lots of sauces.
It's something that you can have slow cooking just on the stove and run back out on deck, and it's not going to be terrible when you come back.
So are your cooking skills the reason Elijah hired you on as a deckhand?
I think I'm pretty good on the back deck, too. That's just a value add, is cooking skills. It's something that I can take off of his plate so he doesn't have to worry about it either. My job is to try to keep his mind clear so he can just worry about finding fish.
As we talk, Wong seasons his first king salmon of the year, just caught by a Nooshkak set netter.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. We're just going to grill it straight up and have it without anything else but salt and pepper. See what it tastes like. Be really aware of not overcooking it. Even if you pull it off early, you can always sort of it'll actually still be cooking while it's off the grill, off the heat, because it's the surface meat's holding heat in. It tastes good as it in and of itself, so don't just swamp it with sauce. Let the meat speak for itself.
Wong's direct order customers in San Francisco are listening. He says some just want a good deal on salmon, but others host dinners and fundraisers to promote salmon conservation.
A lot of them are looking on Instagram, following what we're doing right now. Yeah, it's super fun. Super fun to really bring a place and a taste to somebody and tell them about where it comes from and how it's caught.
Wong plans to push his salmon evangelism even further. He's working with a nonprofit, Salmon State, to release a toolkit this fall to walk other direct marketers through the steps of becoming salmon advocates. For KDLG in Dillingham, I'm Austin Fast.